Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Let the boys be boys. Anyway, podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Oh my goodness, don't look now. It's a solo show. It's just me and you. Let's get intimate. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. I want to say what's up to everybody in the live chat on this episode. We're talking about the latest Diddy news. You're not going to believe what's happening now. Not so great for our old pal Diddy. Also, Karl Rove turning on Donald Trump. Pretty crazy sound clip I'm going to share with you guys. Rebel Wilson, you curious on who she lost her virginity to? Since we learned last episode around that she lost her virginity at the age of 35, you're a little curious. You don't want to be. You want to be a better person. You want to be like, hey, let her live her life. It's not that big of a deal. I'm not stuck up on petty things like this because I'm no longer in high school. But then also part of you is like, I wonder who she actually did lose her virginity to. It's just human nature. We'll gossip a little bit. And the top 10 airports for food, you know, because that's all the important stuff. All that and more coming up on this episode of the podcast. Follow us on Discord, or join our Discord, I should say, because I just put up a video, and prayers to the lovely people of Taiwan. Big fan of the Taiwanese. But they just had a 7.5 magnitude earthquake. And there's a video of a gentleman in a hotel, rooftop pool in a hotel during the earthquake. It looks like one of those crazy, you know, when the cruise ship is out of control and the water's kind of sloshing everywhere. Crazy scary. I mean, I assume that this gentleman is okay, even though I know there are some people out there that are not okay with this big, huge earthquake. But if you want to see the video, join our Discord. Link in the description below. You can get there right now. See this video. It has over 11 million views. It is utterly insane. Bird says, yikes. Zoso says, surf's up, dude. Both of those quite appropriate for the situation. All right, so that's on our Discord. Make sure you join up. Like I said, link in the description below. Let's go on over and hit our first topic, and that is P. Diddy. We're talking about the man yet again. Obviously, the biggest story in the world today. Lots going on there, including this latest nugget, which is pretty significant because Diddy has been, in a bit of trouble ever since Cassie, his ex-girlfriend, filed a lawsuit in which he wound up settling the very, very next day. Now, we don't know how much they settled the lawsuit for, but we know that Cassie put out some information regarding what she had seen, what had happened to her. SA, as they're calling it in the world today, the young kids, you know, because on social media, if you say any bad words, you get banned. Even if it's trying to bring to light something bad that somebody did, you can't even say it. You get banned. Algorithm. We get algorithm banned. So we can't say what it is, but you know what SA and the R word and all that stuff are. Well, Cassie basically threw all that at P. Diddy, saying that's what he did to her over the course of their relationship. She files a lawsuit. Huge news. It's everywhere. It's really the first time there's any sort of documented trouble with P. Diddy. That long been rumors. But now for the first time, we have court documents saying such. And then just like that, boom, very next day, settled. And then everything calmed down for a little while. And then everything started bubbling back up again, right up until the time where just last week he has his homes raided. Now we know there's an investigation going on. And today we get the news that Cassie, according to a report, Cassie is working with the federal investigators in the P. Diddy case. And she has been speaking with investigators and authorities who are looking into the allegations against P. Diddy. Obviously, sex trafficking is one of those allegations. And she is there to lend her support. And she's been working with them for a couple of weeks before the raids on his home actually took place. And that's very interesting for several reasons. One, and this is sort of a little bit of a technicality, but one would assume that she signed a NDA, non-disclosure agreement, once they came to terms on whatever a deal would be. So if that's the case, she's violating her NDA, in which case she's subject to whatever sort of penalty P. Diddy can reap from her, whether that be financial or it's mostly financial because that's a civil sort of an issue. So, you know, technically Diddy can sue her. Why is that interesting? Well, because the only way in which he can't sue her is if he's behind bars, is if he's in prison. So if you're, what I'm saying is put yourself in Cassie's shoes. I sign a non-disclosure agreement. I take my money for all the horrible things that this man did to me. I go along my merry way. Now, all of a sudden, the authorities call me up and I say, I'd love to help you, but I have a non-disclosure agreement. I don't want to violate it. I don't want to, you know, have to pay all this money back and all the trauma and things I went through and blah, blah, blah. And then the authorities tell me, or they say, well, we're investigating him. We're maybe about to raid his house. They probably don't share that with her, but maybe she gets an inkling. Maybe she knows what she has said is the truth and she's not lying. And she knows that in her heart, she knows her truth. And she goes, you know what? I can risk this because even if he wants to sue me, he'll probably be behind bars. All not good looking stuff for Diddy. Again, we go back to this original lawsuit and the idea that the gentleman, this producer who produces Love Album, having receipts, having supposedly video footage, having text messages, having all sorts of, you know, items that would not be good for Puff Daddy whatsoever. He has receipts, as the kids say, and he has been saying that for quite a while now. So what exactly Diddy is thinking when he decides, oh, I'll just parade my daughters around, I'll put up a picture of my youngest daughter, I'll act like nothing is wrong. I have no idea. I have no idea, because it seems like, by all accounts, he's going to go down for this. Early on, feels like he is going to go down. And he's acting like he's not, which is the problem with innocent and guilty people. They both act the same. They both tend to act the same with some slight little variations in between. And I feel like Diddy is, I don't know, I feel like he's playing a hand here that he's bound to lose. So that's the latest on Diddy. Now, I also found it pretty interesting that there were some videos that have resurfaced. And I'm going to retweet these videos because I want you to see them. And I can't really show them here, but one of them is of P. Diddy, and he's like saying goodbye to Justin Bieber, and he's like patting him on the heart. He's like giving him one of these, and the caption of this video is Diddy checking Justin Bieber for a wire, which is kind of hilarious because that, before I even read the caption, that's exactly what I assumed he was doing. I'm like, he's giving him the old pat for a wire, which is exactly what a paranoid person who's done wrong things would do to a person. And I'm not just getting that from The Sopranos, but that's what Tony Soprano did a lot of the times. So I just retweeted that. So go on and follow us on Twitter, @AnthonysFaves on Twitter. That's @AnthonysFaves. And you can see the video of Diddy touching Justin Bieber's chest. Now, the other thing I'm going to retweet is a video of Diddy and Ashton Kutcher on the couch of the James Corden show, because according to a lot of people, and not just the person I just retweeted, and again, if you need links to our Twitter in the description of this episode, you could find them at anthonyonair.com. According to a bunch of people, Puffy and P. Diddy and Ashton Kutcher have been friends for quite a while, and it was Ashton Kutcher's wife, Mila Kunis, who cut off contact between those two because she didn't like what they were doing together. Now, that could be just as innocent as partying, going out and drinking and, you know, fraternizing with girls and all that kind of stuff. Bird, thanks for putting that Twitter in the live chat. Appreciate that. Or it could have been a lot worse. But it's completely believable because I know cuddles cut me off from a lot of people when we got married, and I wasn't even having regular wild parties with them, let alone P. Diddy style parties, if you know what I mean. So I don't know if this is more just sort of right-wing paranoia, everybody's on adrenochrome, eating kids in the bottom of a pizzeria in Washington, D.C. type of belief with Ashton Kutcher. I don't know. But a lot of people are talking about it, and a lot of people, and I bring it up because, not that I think Ashton Kutcher has done anything wrong, I don't know, but I bring it up because it's time to start analyzing and looking into the people that Diddy has spent a lot of time with. And the reason why I think that this should be done now is because if you look at Epstein, when Epstein was taken down, it was years until after he was taken down, and then, of course, his death and all that stuff. It was years until people started going after all the other people that were involved. You know, not just Ghislaine, but the banks and everything else. We're seeing this kind of sprawl out over a long period of time. So instead of waiting for the Epstein approach here, I don't think it's bad to start lining people up and start looking into them and their past and what their involvement was. Because I do think, without being one of these crazy people, I do think that if P. Diddy goes down for this, I do think he's going to, I think there's going to be some collateral damage. I think he's going to take a lot of other celebrities down with him. It just seems impossible for that not to happen. And maybe it's not celebrities. Maybe it's like bigwig industrial type people, because, you know, they're already pointing to the guy who's head of the, was it Universal Music Group, maybe? Forgive me if I have that wrong, but one of the big music labels, one of those dudes, his name has already been roped into it. And I think you're going to see a lot of powerful people like that, if not and/or celebrities, that are going to take the fall for this Diddy thing, because somebody had to be at those parties, right? He was getting these people and trafficking them for some kind of reason. We obviously know publicly he's been seen with a lot of celebs. You know, he's been seen with Justin Bieber. He's been seen with Usher. He's been seen with Ashton Kutcher, Meek Mills. Or you could just go up and down the line, Jay-Z, right? Go up and down the line of who Diddy has been associated with. If they determine and they figure out that he did these things, somebody else has got to go down for this. There could not have been only P. Diddy at these parties. There has to be other people. There has to be other consequences. Now, you could say, oh, I just went to one party, I didn't see anything, and blah, blah, blah. And okay, fine. But if they start getting a hold of people that were at these parties, or God forbid, the people that were actually trafficked, who can testify, show proof, you know, or somebody who can corroborate and say, yeah, I saw that person go into the room with the other person, and, you know, blah, 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 then those people got to go down too. And now's the time to start building that list. And I say that because I say that not to be like, you know, you don't want people harassing Ashton Kutcher, because he could be innocent, as could some of these other people. But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with letting the authorities do their part to run these investigations. You know what I mean? There's a difference between the internet stalking people out and pressuring them and making them feel horrible and screaming at them in front of their families and all that. There's a difference between that and authorities just going, okay, here's the list of people that Diddy has spent an extremely exorbitant amount of time with. And let's start to look into them and see how many parties they were at. As we go through and interview Cassie and producers and corroborators who are telling the story of Diddy, let's see if Ashton Kutcher was seen at a majority of these parties. Let's see if it was the dude from the record label. Let's see if it was Jay-Z and the other artists. Let's see. Let's start building files. I mean, all these people should be worried, especially if they were at parties where they did something wrong. Because at the very least, I feel, and you guys tell me if I'm crazy in the chat, on Twitter, in the Discord, wherever you want to tell me I'm crazy, I'm fine with. If they weren't taking part in it, did they really not know what was happening? I mean, it's the same question we talked about during Epstein. If all these people came around and nobody saw, you know, nobody did anything wrong, did they not see these things happening? You know, could you be on a plane with Epstein 27 times and really not know what he was up to? Could you be traveling on charitable trips and not be aware of the guy's reputation and what people are saying? Because again, I go back to what Donald Trump said about him a long, long time ago is, oh, he likes the young ones. Likes to hang out with a lot of beautiful young women. Seems like people in those big social circles that we're not allowed into knew. Certainly was enough rumors going around of him being seen with people. Suddenly, and he gets arrested and in trouble. Nobody saw anything. Nobody was at the parties, you know. Suddenly, I don't really remember what happened at that party, but I know I didn't see Diddy there and all that kind of jazz. You know, again, if you're at a party, it doesn't mean you're guilty. But if you were at 20 parties over a 3-year time period and photographed with Diddy and filmed with Diddy, I don't know. It's hard to proclaim your innocence in those kinds of situations. It really, really is. Speaking of the Discord, Ravens Cravens, the Discord, the channel on our Discord is on fire right now because Ravens Cravens, and I could turn this around and show it to you, but I'm not. But Raven's working on a stir fry right now that's driving me crazy because I'm starving. I am absolutely starving. And this looks delicious and delightful. And then Raven also mentioned that she wished she had lo mein noodles. There's never been a time. Look at me. Look at me in the eye. Look at my face. There's never been a time in my life where I wasn't craving lo mein. Never, ever. Not once. Never. I mean, one of the worst days in my life is when I lost my grandfather. My grandfather died early in the morning. We woke up, my mom found him and he wasn't moving. And she started screaming and we called 911. And as we were waiting for the ambulance to arrive, and I was too afraid to go back in the room to see if he was really dead, I remember thinking to myself, God, some lo mein would ease this pain. Some lo mein would really be delightful. It sounds like a heartless thing. But on top of my craving, I did say to myself, you know, if my grandfather was still alive, even though it's 9 o'clock in the morning, I think he would join me in this lo mein craving and we'd get some lo mein and we'd enjoy some lo mein together. That's a true story. Except for the craving part, but that all the rest of it really did happen. I'm trying to prove a point, which is lo mein is delicious. There's never a time when it's not delicious. I mean, even when you have leftover lo mein in the house and you're like, should I heat this up now? I'm not sure because it is 7:30 in the morning. You find a way to go, but there is egg in it. There is little bits of egg in here. So technically this is a breakfast food just as much as it is a lunch or dinner item. So the lo mein craving switch is always on in my head, unfortunately, during tragedy, or not. Anybody at any time could go for a good lo mein noodle. I also always call it lo mein. I never say lo mein noodle, but now that I'm saying lo mein noodle, I only want to say lo mein noodle, you know, and I'll give it to the Chinese. Let me tell you something. If you take anything from this podcast, know this. The fucking Chinese know their way around a goddamn noodle. I mean, I'm not sure there's anybody better. And that's coming from an Italian who, if you want to consider pasta a noodle, you know, those are my people. And I got to give it up to the Chinese. They're just killing it. They're just absolutely killing it with the noodle. Like, I'm just saying, if we have to develop a new noodle recipe, I'm going to get everybody together and I'm probably going to go with the Chinese people. They're probably going to get the contract. You know what I'm saying? Even though other races might bid more, I'm going to stay tried and true and go with the Chinese because they've never let me down on the noodle and I don't think they ever will. So check out Ravens Cravens on the Discord. Mercury can't find it. Somebody help her, because I'll be damned if I can give somebody directions on this Discord. I'm barely keeping it together myself over there. All I know is that there's a bunch of areas and such, and Ravens Cravens is one of them. So go check out Ravens Cravens. I'd love to get more Raven. If we can get a picture every episode, I'll love you forever. I will just love you forever. I mean, don't feel pressurized. If you get one a week in there or one every now and then, that would be great. That would be great. Christine, pho or ramen is good. That's what I'm saying. Like, have you had a noodle from our Asian friends and went, this isn't as good as the other noodles? Or, boy, they really dropped the ball on this noodle. No, we've never said it. We've never said it. Every noodle that comes across our desk, we're just like, this is good. It's to the point where we're like, what kind of noodle am I craving for my Asian friends? Am I craving the lo mein noodle? Is it the little thin ones? Is it the ramen? Is it the udon? Is it those little fat, flat ones that are just so wonderfully textured when you chew them all together? I don't know. They're all amazing. Paul, which one is lo mein? I only like rice noodles and pad thai or flat noodle or ramen. Yeah, exactly. I don't know how to describe lo mein other than it's the closest thing to spaghetti. That's how I describe it to people. It's really the closest thing to spaghetti. I will joke around with my kids and say anything that's Italian is automatically better. Like, I go like this. I'll hand my daughter an ice cube and I'll go, what's better, that ice or an Italian ice? And she's like, an Italian ice. I go, see? Everything Italian is better. But even when I'm making that joke to her, I will go, except for the noodle. That we got to give to the Chinese. They've just got it on lockdown. Now, Jay Sams has joined us, and she's the world's most foremost authority on noodles. Isn't that right, Jay Sams?
I'm not into noodles. So you just completely lied.
And that was Jay Sabs, everybody. It was great to hear from her. So, you don't like a noodle?
Like, what do you mean by noodle?
Like a ramen, like a lo mein.
That's disgusting to me. I don't like soup. And like ramen, like that's to me, no thank you. Okay. You know, like, I don't even know what it's called, but it's like, it's an Asian, like, you know, you put it in the microwave. You know what I mean? What's it called? You know those, that comes in like 20 packs.
Yeah, like that's like a ramen. Like they're hard noodles and then you put them in the water and then you put the little packet in and it makes the soup.
But it's like fake though.
Well, that now you're kind of like talking like cup of noodles.
Yes, that's it. Cup of noodles.
Okay.
Okay. I will only eat that if I have a really bad sinus infection and I get the hot and spicy ones, because that's the only thing that could clear up my nose. Other than that, I will not touch it. I will not go to like a ramen place for ramen. To me, that's disgusting. I'm not into soup, and just, you know what else is really disgusting? Ugh. When people slurp their fucking noodles, I want to slit my wrist. I'm not kidding you. I have such a disdain for it. Like, ugh. Like, I'm sorry. No. You like ramen. Like a real one, right? Is that's what you're saying? You like a real like a ramen shop.
Well, here's what I'm wondering. Do you ever sit around and think to yourself, why are me and Aunt friends? Because we literally
have said to me, let's go get ramen. You've never said that to me.
I've never said that to, well, I can't get anybody to go to a movie with me, so I'm not gonna try for a ramen rendezvous. Yeah. Right. That's by the way, that's what I like to call it. I don't like to say let's hang out or let's do, I go, do you want to have a ramen rendezvous? It's got to be a rendezvous. It has to have alliteration to it. Yeah, I love fucking ramen. And
also,
why are you
putting egg in a soup? Why? Why?
It's delicious.
Why? That's absolutely fucking disgusting. Sorry. Oh my. Sorry.
The first time I went to a real ramen place, I remember how angry I was at the supposed ramen package that you're talking about, because that is a food. It's like, it's the difference between going to Olive Garden and like an Italian, a real Italian restaurant.
I know, I get it. And there actually is a supposed very good ramen place right near me. And guess what I got from there? I got the poke bowl, which was very good.
Delightful. Yes.
But yeah, no, sorry. Sorry. I'm not into, you know, having this steaming soup in front of me with egg and long noodles and slurping and hearing slurping. What are you fucking nuts?
Oh, and I'll tell you what, it's freezing in New York right now on a day like today. Oh, a bowl of warm ramen with some pork in it, green onions. Mm-hmm. Oh, heaven. Heaven.
Ugh. You're sick.
I'm telling, I don't know how we're friends. I honestly don't. Between
no.
Delightful.
I don't know.
Now, what about like lo mein? Do you, when you get Chinese food, do you get lo mein? What's your Chinese food order? Hold on, stop. Don't say anything.
Go ahead.
In the live chat right now and for my replay crew in the comments section on Twitter, wherever, Facebook, put it down below. I want to know what your Chinese food order is. Tell me right now in the comments, what is your Chinese food order? I'm going to read every last one of these. I'm so curious. I think a Chinese food order says so much about a person.
Wow. Okay.
What's your Chinese food order?
Okay.
Let me get a pen. So, hold on. I'm writing this down because I don't want to lose track of this.
I also am not a huge Chinese food fan. Okay. I know. I'm sorry. I know. I just.
There's nothing holding us together.
I'm going to tell you what I get.
Outside of making Frank upset over Trump stuff, there's nothing that bonds us anymore, you and I. We've completely grown apart.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you asking me, like, if I went to get myself a single meal? Because that hasn't happened in years.
No, okay. No. I'm not talking about lunch special. No lunch special. I'm talking about, no one's cooking. No one's going anywhere. We're ordering Chinese delivery. It's coming to the house. The family's over. Maybe it's mom and dad. Maybe it's just the hubby. What's the order? What's coming?
Okay. I like an assortment. So this is it.
It's a good start.
We're going to start out with probably steamed dumplings.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe some, like those rib tips. What are they called?
Is that boneless spare ribs?
Boneless spare ribs.
Nice. Okay. All right.
Okay. If I'm sick, I'm getting wonton soup. Okay.
Okay. Just wonton? No wonton egg drop mix?
Egg drop. If there's nothing worse than if there is, I don't even know, egg drop, would you want to fucking kill me or make me throw up right now? No. Okay, we're going to do, I said egg roll?
You didn't say, you said wonton soup, so you get an egg roll too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Last time we had a few people. So this
I wasn't
is,
one of them. A little hard.
No, it was actually my niece's.
No, it's fine. I don't need to be a part of it.
My nieces love Chinese food.
It's fine because I don't know your nieces. I wasn't there when they were born. I haven't watched them grow up. I haven't gone to their dance recitals. Why would I need to be invited? It's fine.
Of course, chicken and broccoli.
Okay.
Pork fried rice. Which I will put soy sauce on.
Because it needs more salt. Yeah, good call.
And sesame chicken.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, not sesame. General Chow's, General So's, whatever how you guys say it. And that's really my go-to, I guess. Like, we don't really stray too much. Sometimes there'll be a beef or broccoli.
When you're feeling it?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say something?
Yeah.
This is the most basic bitch order I know. Ever.
I told you, I'm not. Now, here's something. Thai food, I love, and I'll have the weirdest things from Thai food, but I won't. Chinese food, Annie, I really have to be in the mood for it. Doesn't happen often. Yes, I agree. Yeah,
I am never not in the mood for China. That's an unfair statement. I'm never not in the mood for any food. I mean, there's anything, I'm just dying for it.
What do you get?
Wait, look, I'm going to go back and share some of these. Bird also can't stand Chinese food.
Yeah, see?
Seems crazy to me. Absolutely crazy to me. Let me see. Mercury, lo mein, or peanut noodles, Sybil, kung pao, shrimp. All right, here's an order. Miss Justice, almond chicken, sweet and sour pork. Oh, wait, sorry. Sweet and sour pork and shrimp, I think that is. Nope. These commas, Miss Justice, you have to fix these commas for me. I don't know what's happening. Almond chicken, I believe sweet and sour pork, and shrimp foo young is what that's supposed to read. That's an interesting one. I've never had almond chicken. I've had orange chicken.
Yeah, me either. I've never even heard of it. Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
Wait, listen to this from Fly NY. Salt chili ribs. Chicken chow mein, chicken balls, and spring rolls. Do you remember the first time you, after years of having an egg roll, you go, what's that spring roll about? And then you got one of those and you're like, Jesus Christ, they've come up with a second roll that's just as good.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable. Paul, Trader Joe, orange chicken and vegetable fried rice, please.
Now, let me just tell you something about this. People love to buy this. I can't buy chicken like this. I just cannot.
What, Trader Joe's?
Any chicken that's frozen. I cannot.
Yeah, why?
It grosses me out.
Okay.
Like any frozen chicken, even though people swear by this and they say you have to get it. No, can't.
Kaylin says spring roll, rice, an egg drop, or sweet and sour soup. Sweet and sour soup with chili oil from a Chinese place. When you're not feeling well, cleaning out them sinuses. In fact, that's what I need to get because my sinuses are killing me.
Mm.
You get that chili oil from a Chinese place with some sweet and sour soup. Oh my goodness, you're opening up some lanes. You are just letting it all open up.
Like I said, I just...
Listen to this, Mercury. Not a big fan of Chinese food either. Was traumatized by an idiot boss who ordered Chinese food every day. I would gag from the smell.
Yep.
Chinese food that you're not eating can be a little off-putting.
I could smell it right now. You know why it bothers me? I'll tell you right now. When you're walking through that food court and you smell that fucking disgusting fried smell, it's disgusting. And at the outlets near me over here, they have it in the summer, and I refuse to walk in that entrance because of the smell. I will go on the other side because then it gets in my hair, and I want it to smell well. There you go. So I think of that smell when I think of Chinese food, and then I get instantly turned off.
Before I got into radio, I worked for Morgan Stanley, and I had great bosses. Those guys were wonderful. Drunks. They finished the day in the bar every day, but wonderful people. And we would order Chinese food 3 times a week at least. We had the best. And they would pay for lunch, so we would just go all out and just fucking order ridiculous amounts of food. It was just insane. And 3 times a week we would order Chinese food. That's not that healthy. That's too much everything, sodium and carbs and everything. All right, Christine Coulson, pork egg foo young, pork fried rice and crab rangoons. Bonus points for Christine. Beef lo mein or sweet and sour chicken and fried rice, depends on my mood. That's an order. Are you right? Are you taking notes down, JSABs?
No, because I won't try this. I won't. Egg foo young, anything with egg in it, I'm not. Yeah, no.
So good.
No.
So good.
I will tell you this, and you're probably going to be like, oh, it makes sense. What's that? That Chinese food. What's it called? They have them all over.
Panda Express?
No, not that one. The other one. The one that's like a real restaurant.
Oh. They're in the malls, like.
No. What's it called? Holy God. Come on, chat, help us.
I can see it. It's at Smith Haven Mall, but I can't come up with the name right now.
P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's. Good job.
I do like them. Okay. What? That's not real Chinese food, obviously. That's like the Olive Garden version, but I prefer that. I do.
That's crazy talk. Now, I will say this. Here's if P.F. Chang's is, let's say, the Olive Garden of Chinese food.
Right.
It's 100 times better. You know, like if that's the chain that's ripping off the culture in a chain setting, it's so much better than Olive. Like Olive Garden is such shit compared to P.F. Chang's is on a different, way better level.
That is, yes. That's right. Why I like it better. The quality is better.
Now, Fly NY orders this. I think you do too, right, JSABs?
Holy, yes, actually, I do. How do you know?
Holy fuck. I'm never not going to laugh at a wordplay joke. Everybody remember that. Crab rangoons. Let's talk about how just wonderful this is. It's cream cheese and crab meat. I mean, who would have thought to put that together?
Mm-hmm.
But the wonderful Chinese who are like, I have an idea. Let's make this magic.
Right.
And then you're like, wait, you cook crab and cream cheese? And they go, not only do we cook it, but we put it in a delicious crispy wrapper and we fry it.
Ooh.
Can you imagine being in the room when that's getting invented? Oh my goodness. It must have been what it was like when that guy discovered electricity. I forgot. It's not even as important as the crab rangoon invention.
True.
Thank you. All right. Listen, I'm going to stop the Chinese food talk right now, but just know that I'm going to go back when the show is over and I'm going to review every one of these orders. And I'm going to give a thumbs up to the ones I appreciate and love and a thumbs down to the ones I don't.
Oh, geez. Okay.
I really do believe that your Chinese food order says a lot about who you are as a person. And JSABs, unfortunately, I have to tell you, you are boring and heartless and soulless. That's what you... That was such a good reaction for me. I hate to tell you, but I feel like Maury. The results are in and you do not have a soul. No, sorry. Sorry. I wonder, what is it like? What's the most daring thing you've ever had? Like you and the roommate have never said, let's get this fucking thing we can't even pronounce.
Nah.
Wow.
I'm very picky.
Wow.
I'm very picky. Yeah, no.
All right.
Is this what you were on 10 top airports for food? You already did that, right?
No, I didn't get there yet.
What'd you do so far? All of this?
I did one and a lot of Chinese food material.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. The other two are not long at all.
That's what she said. I really don't know how much longer I have because our lights keep flickering.
Me too.
So internet went out before, but then it came right back on.
Yeah. Listen, don't feel bad. You cut out whenever you need to. I'll just keep going.
But it's weird because my husband got this notice on his phone and he messaged, he's like, our power's out. This is like at 4:30. And I'm like, no, why? He's like, I got a message saying our power was out and won't be restored till 10:30. I was like, oh, no. I should have said yes. And said I can't cook. Ordered Chinese food. And then when he came home, just turned off all the lights.
That would have been the move. See? Shit.
See how stupid I am? Good.
I went
Frank
to...
Frank is right. Oh man, I made myself laugh. Go ahead.
I went to the store a couple towns over and the lights flickered. And I was telling Dee because I was trying to see what else she needed. And I go, the lights flickered. She goes, the lights flickered at our house too. They haven't flickered during the show, but they're flickering everywhere.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of a crazy windstorm right now in New York. I don't know what's happening. Mm. Last thing on the Chinese food, TD Freelancer says, my favorite Chinese meal is chicken wings and pork fried rice. I feel like that is such a New Yorker Chinese food order.
Yeah.
Because even though I'm sure there's chicken wings on the menu at a lot of places, a lot of Chinese food places, I feel like that's just like a real New Yorker thing to get chicken wings from a Chinese food takeout place.
Yeah, but not here. Not anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why that is, but I feel that way in my heart and soul. I don't know. Anyway, where do you want to go next, J-Sabs? You want to skip Karl Rove and go to Rebel Wilson and who she lost her virginity to, or go right to the airport food?
Let's go to the airport food.
Okay. We'll keep the food thing going. All right. These are the top 10 airports with the best food. World's 10 best airports for food. And I didn't read this list. I thought we would experience it and go through it all together.
Right.
And I say this because, let's be honest, one of the worst places you could eat is at a fucking airport.
I know.
There's traditionally disgusting food at an airport. You just don't get good food options at an airport.
Okay.
You ready?
Well, can I make a guess about which New York airport's going to be on there?
If any.
If any, right. Yeah. I think LaGuardia is going to be on there.
Strong guess, because we just had a big LaGuardia renovation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I flew out of LaGuardia recently in the renovation, and it looks like a gorgeous mall. Like, there are moments where you don't even realize you're in an airport.
I know.
Like, I'm just walking through a Sephora going, like, I can't believe people have suitcases right now. This is crazy.
I know.
All right, I'm going to go through the list. You ready? Number 10, Vancouver.
Never been.
I feel like Vancouver is one of those sneaky Canadian cities where a lot of different ethnicities, cultural backgrounds, that's where you're going to get the best food.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? Where there's just too many different kinds of people around and people start fusing things, that's when you're going to see some shit light up.
Right.
The only thing that stinks about this list, or hold on, let me see here. I don't know if they say why or what, like, I would love to know what restaurants determine or get them on board, you know, to be on this list. By the way, this list comes from the Food and Wine 2024 Global Tastemaker Awards. Oh, you're Googling. I can hear you Googling. You're trying
you know
to get,
it. You're
to,
no,
you're trying
not,
to, get
not.
To the end. This is bullshit. All right, hold on here. I can't stand you. All right, you're like my wife. She goes to the end of the movie. All right.
Sometimes or end of the book.
Or the end of the, yeah, there you go. Let me see here. The airport features seafood caught right in the Pacific Northwest, sustainable seafood. British Columbia has some of the best wines. There's a Jetside Lounge serving those. And let's see, looking at U.S. Terminal Level 4, where the Okanagan wines are always flowing. I guess the Okanagan wines are good. All right, number 9, San Francisco International Airport.
Never been.
It only costs $2.5 million for a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco.
Oh, my God.
But if you fly there, you can get some locally sourced spots like Napa Farms Market in Terminal 2, which epitomizes California's farm-to-table with its bagel bar, soups, and sandwiches, all using area favorites like cowgirl cheese and Acme bread. I didn't know there was such a thing as cowgirl cheese. You think there's such a thing as reverse cowgirl cheese?
Right.
also try the Plant Cafe Organic in Terminal 2, which has only organic salads, juices, and sandwiches. Little known fact, J-Sab's not allowed to go to the Plant Cafe Organic because of her salad past.
Imagine.
Number 8. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Plenty of Southern hospitality here. Pull up for a seat. Welcome. Blah, blah, blah. Bantam and Biddy by Sean Dotty. I was just checking. It's not Sean Dotty Combs. It's just Sean Dotty, which is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and focuses on tasty chicken meals. Or head to One Flew South in Concourse E for a sophisticated sit-down meal that blends Japanese-inspired flavors with Southern favorites, including its shishito peppers and fully stacked burgers. See, there really is every kind of fusion. Southern cooking and Japanese, that's a new one for me. I never heard of that, but I want to try it. Number 7 is one of the New York airports. JSAB's guess for LaGuardia. I'm sorry to say, incorrect.
Who is it?
Not LaGuardia Airport.
Wrong.
Oh, don't tell me it's JFK.
It is JFK.
Let me tell you something. The last two times I was there, and I was at JetBlue Terminal. Like, I know it's like a big new one, like, but it's not like that. No, it's a few years now. Mm. Their stuff is not great. Okay.
In the JetBlue Terminal, yeah, and that's the newest terminal. I feel like
I know. That's why I was like, because I thought it was going to be LaGuardia because of it being new, and actually, someone I used to work with, I'm going to name drop because I don't give a shit. Hunt and Fish Club in the city. They actually have a little restaurant there now, which he was trying to get into for years. And he actually got in there. So.
Wow.
And they're good. I don't know if you ever have eaten there, but it's pretty good. It's a high-end steakhouse. So just a little, I don't know. And even when I was there, like, 2017, there was like a beer garden inside there. That was too bad. So
in the JetBlue terminal or
no,
in
the LaGuardia.
Oh, in LaGuardia. Oh, okay. Okay. What are all these laugh emojis for in the chat? Is it the reverse cowgirl cheese line? Because I'd be surprised if it got that much.
If you did, I'm signing off right now.
you'll be interested to know, J-Sabs, the JetBlue terminal not mentioned whatsoever. They credit the Palm Bar and Grill located in Terminal 4, which is a New York steakhouse.
Okay.
Also, let me see, easy to find global flavors, including soy and sake for ramen in Terminal 1, which we now learned you hate. And Mikasa Cantina and Restaurant in Terminal 4. So it seems to be all the other terminals besides JetBlue.
Right.
I've never, and listen, I might be biased too because I worked at JFK Airport, but the food, I mean, this is not good food there.
No.
We have a little airport on Long Island in between, literally in between where J-Sabs and I live. And I never want to fly out of any other airport because it's so tiny. And it's so convenient. You could literally show up 20 minutes before the flight, go through security, check your bags, and make it on time. Like, you could park your car and walk onto the plane. It's amazing. But there's not a decent fucking edible item in that whole entire building.
Yeah, no.
Like, it is terrible. Like, I remember we were rushing to leave once and we got the kids a bagel with cream cheese. Like, we're still in New York. How hard is it to screw up a bagel? This thing, it looked like they shipped the bagel from Oklahoma 2 weeks before. That's how fucking disgusting this bagel was.
Oh, God.
Like, Thomas's bagels would look down upon these bagels. No. Like, these are terrible bagels. Yeah. No. Yeah, I'm telling you, it was terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Mm. Mm. All right. Let's go through the rest of this list. Number six, Amsterdam Airport in the Netherlands. I feel like this is unfair because everybody's going to be high and fucked up and everything's going to be delicious then. So this is a little, you know, we're skipping that one. Fuck that. That's bias. I don't care for that. Istanbul in Turkey. They got spots like Simit Sarayi. I don't know. For a quick taste of Turkish street food. What is it about cultural street food that's so fucking good?
Oof. I know.
Anything. I mean, you could make up a country. And I would be like, oh, that probably sound that I bet you they could fucking grill a piece of meat out on a street cart somewhere and it'd be delightful. Maybe that's part of it. By the way, I hear Krakosian street food is just amazing. Let's go to number four, Heathrow Airport in London. Mm. I get this. I feel like because a lot of people fly in and out of Europe and they do that a lot through France or England.
Right.
You got to have a good food game there. They credit Gordon Ramsay's plain food, spelled P-L-A-N-E, which brings gourmet to Terminal 5. And also Giraffe for quick snacks and luxurious sit-down meals at Caviar House and Prunier Seafood Bar.
Ooh.
Mm. That's like, you ever go to the Oyster Bar in, I think it's closed now, but in Grand Central Terminal? Grand Central,
yes.
On a New York City subway, all you smell is piss and shit, and it's the last place you want to eat anything. But if you walk up a little bit and you go to Grand Central, there was an Oyster Bar that was to die, like oysters flown in from everywhere around the world, and it was to die for. It was so friggin' good.
It's like, why?
I know, it's so weird. But it was in a part where you didn't really know you were in a train station. Right. Number three, JSABS, Dubai International Airport.
Oh, I'm sure that was very good.
Luxury reigns supreme inside Dubai International Airport. Between the high-end shops, guests can dig into rich culinary experiences like L'Eclair de Genie, a pastry shop offering every type of eclair under the sun, and find plenty of Middle Eastern flavors at spots like Comptoir Libyans and Grab and Go Lebanese Delights location. And there's also international flavors like Shake Shack in Terminal 3.
Oh, okay.
And is it Pret a Manger? How do you say that?
I don't know how to say it because I don't know French. Okay. Yeah, I don't know how to say it.
Wait, that's a French thing?
Yes. What did you think it was?
I have no idea. An irritating thing. That's what I thought it was because I had no idea how to say it. They got a good fucking croissant, though. I'll tell you that.
You do?
Yeah, it's not bad. I've had it. Cuddles made me go to this other place too. I can't remember what it was, but it was pretty good. All right. Anyway, number two, Tokyo Narita International Airport.
Spectacular, you would like that.
Spectacular sushi. Do you like sushi?
I like sushi rolls. I don't like actual sushi.
Okay. So if the piece of tuna is in between the rice, it's fine. If it's on top, it's no good.
Right. That's got to it. Me, that's disgusting.
Okay, I got it. Is it a texture thing with you? It has to be because the taste is the same.
It's texture.
Okay.
Yep.
Number one, the Jewel Changi Airport. Changi? I have no idea. Changi. Name the best airport food and drinks with more than 100 food vendors. You're bound to find some. I feel like this is cheating. If you got 100 spots, you're bound to have great places.
Right.
Kiwami, a ramen spot. There you go. Level one slurp worthy broth, they describe it as. Or snag a local bite of jumbo seafood with a taste of its award-winning chili crab. Then make your way to Sour Bomb Artisanal Bakery. S-O-U-R-B-O-M-B-E. How would you pronounce that other than Sour Bomb?
Oh, I don't know.
Pretty ballsy to name a place after a bomb in an airport.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would change that. Fucking Sour Bomb. For some sweet treats.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ, look at this. What the fuck is this? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
What?
Look at Sour Bomb website. Hold on. Look at this. All right. This is not going to be appealing now. Wait till it comes back around again. The fucking donuts. Custody. Wait, I got to refresh. Hold on. I'm going back. All right. Look, what is that?
All right, hold on.
Look at those. What are those things? I want them. They look like.
Oh, well, that's jelly. It for you now.
They look like jelly donuts, but filled with custard. Look. Look at all this. Let me tell you something. If somebody said, hey, there's 5% cum in those donuts, I'd be like,
okay.
Call me gay then.
And?
Call me gay because I'm eating some cum tonight. Look at these fucking donuts. That's fucking ridiculous. Holy shit.
Do you like churros?
Yeah, I like churros. What do I?
Okay, guess what? Dead? There is a new donut at Dunkin' Donuts that's a churro donut.
I've had enough of Dunkin'. I mean, I'm not falling for their bullshit. There's no way that's a churro donut.
Yeah.
There's no way that's good.
All right.
Is it good? Should we do a taste test?
I did not try it, but I was like, that's interesting because that's new.
Listen, so. I would order it and Uber Eats it over to your house, but your brother got me suspended from Uber Eats. They're still not over it.
Yeah, no.
Still not back in.
Bastards.
I guess the Sour Bomb is like a sourdough, like a donut.
It looks like a donut. Oh, if it smells like a donut and walks like a donut, it must be a. Damn, donut. I hate this fucking weather. Go ahead.
It's a mashup of a sourdough and Italian bombolino. Bombolini?
You ever have those?
No. Bomb-shaped donuts stuffed with pastry cream. I think I have, but I don't really
No, you haven't had. Okay, I'm going to have to send you this one because you're probably going to go there after I send this to you.
Yeah, where can I go to get one of those?
Hold on.
Jesus Christ, look at this. I mean, I don't even know what flavors these are, but I want to eat every last one of them.
Pizza place. Elmont.
God damn.
It's not sound, but here we go.
Wait, can we order these online? Holy shit.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
I just want to know the flavors of the. Yes, I'm ready. Tell me.
You want me to say publicly where it is? Or you want me to send it to you?
Nah, say publicly. It's fine.
All right, I'm going to also send this to you. So I'm going to, it's King Umberto's, which is not really that close.
Put it in the chat for the people, since you're always in the chat. You're chat queen.
Okay, hold on.
Good, give it to your people in there. They're in the chat just waiting for a link. Dying for a JSABS link right now. Okay.
Let me tell you something. The last couple of times that I tried to put links in, it rejected me. Okay, this is you're just gonna.
Because I know. Oh my God.
See?
Oh God.
Now, I've never had these. I've never had these, but. Okay, it's the, I'm going to tell you, it's the first video.
Mine just automatically opened to a video.
Look at this.
Oh, look at it.
Oh, that's pistachio cream. That's Nutella.
I'm not crazy about pistachio cream. I would fucking lick that off of a Subway floor. Jesus Christ. This is King. Search King Umberto on Instagram. I guess only the mods can post links on Instagram. It's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's... Problem is, now, I don't know when the last time you ate at this place, but it's been a long time. Now, someone my friend was married to, her parents owned this place. So back in the day, we used to go there. And what they used to do is they used to say, all right, it's $30 a person. And we used to get courses of food. Okay. And, you know, they're known for being like an old style restaurant. But then I guess they rebranded in the last few years. And their pizza now is supposedly amazing.
Really? Like,
do you know this place or no?
No, but look at this. Look at the creme brulee. Look, they're putting the cream on top.
Yeah.
And then he's going to torch it. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, our friend's brother goes there for... Okay, this is what I'm sending you. I'm sending this to you right now because this pizza... I want to go here just for this pizza. Our friend's brother goes here for lunch. And specifically for this pizza that I just sent to you.
Okay, let me take a look here. Metro Mondays, let's see what we got. Let me... find this. Open an Instagram. Open an Instagram. Okay. All right, what am I looking at here? Oh, okay, is this like a grandma or a grandpa slice? What is this?
Called the Metro.
Oh, it's called the Metro?
Yep.
It looks like a Sicilian. That's hybrid long and grandma. Thin. Yeah. Now, what is it about? Is it? It's a grandma slice. Is that what it is?
No, hold on. I'm
confusing description.
Me here. You need a description. Yeah, I'm. That's what I'm going to right now. It is. Come on.
Starving.
I know. God.
Fucking starving. I had a turkey burger for dinner.
Seasonal style pizza dough topped with locally sourced fresh mozzarella, organic tomatoes, basil, and shaved Parmesan. When I tell you that people have said this is the best pizza they've ever had, too. Hence the cum donuts. This pizza. Now, you didn't seem too excited about this pizza. Maybe it's not your style.
No. Okay. I was up here for the donuts. This seems.
Okay.
It's not as extreme as I thought it was going to be. I mean, it could be delicious.
I'm assuming that Saturday you're driving here. And on your way back, you better drop me off too. Am I assuming right?
You might be.
All I'll say is it's not too far from where you have to go sometimes. So you should go over there.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying.
I'm Google mapping this right now for you.
I hear the vibe you're throwing out there.
Google Maps. Yeah, you know what he's gonna do? You know what he's gonna do, chat? He's going to go there tomorrow.
He's going to
get four different kinds, and he's going to eat them all by himself on the way home. Okay? And he's going to be like, honey, I had to work so late. I can't believe it.
Can I tell you something? I haven't had a slice of pizza in probably a month and a half.
How come? Did you give it up for Lent like a real pussy? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I just, Cuddles and I have been eating a little bit better lately, and pizza is not part of that plan. So we just haven't had it.
Okay. I got some good news. It's about 12 minutes away.
You're making a pizza. No. You're going to open up a pizzeria?
Oh, no.
All right, let's stop talking about pizza because I'm gonna fucking wind up driving 45 minutes away from my house just to get a fucking slice of pizza.
I know.
Here's why that doesn't excite me, though. I have a great, amazing pizza place with this grandpa pie that's to die for. So I don't.
Do I know this place?
I don't know.
What does it start with?
An M. It's right by my house. I wouldn't tell people to drive there because it's not like you're gonna drive. I don't. Pizza, it has to be really extraordinary for me to tell somebody you got to go 45 minutes out of your way to get a slice of this pizza. Like, it really, it's got to be something. Like the one near the Paramount in Huntington, the place that does the cold cheese slice. That's an event. Like, when I went there and people were talking about that, and I went there, I was like, okay, this is worth it. Like, and I'm sure they could put a cold slice anywhere, a cold slice of cheese. For people who don't know, they heat up a slice of pizza, regular pizza, totally normal pizza. And then the cheese that they usually melt on the pizza, they take a handful of that and glob it on ice cold on top of the heated up slice.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to eat that drunk, I feel like.
Maybe, yeah, but it creates this weird, it melts the coldness and the it's just delicious. It's fucking delightful. And I'm sure any place could do it, but I've had it at one or two other places that do it. And I'm like, this isn't as good as the place by the theater. Yeah.
Okay, so then I don't feel as bad then.
Yeah, I don't know. Just like, that's, to me, that's something that's extraordinary. That's outstanding. Like, that's different. You can't get that kind of anywhere else. But a good Sicilian or grandma pie or something, there's probably a million places around here that have that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but they try, but they fail. I'm a pizza snob. I am. If it's not up to my standards, then I won't get it.
Listen to this from Paul. Eating great food and lying about it to loved ones is cheating. let me see here. Restaurants should have glory hole dining where they push desserts through a hole.
Oh,
I could go for that. That's actually sounds pretty good. Bird says glory hole desserts featuring such dishes as cupcake. Actually, that when you're on a diet, that's kind of, you're kind of a cuck, because you could be out with people and they're just stuffing them faces with cake and you're just sitting there watching in the corner not having any fun.
I mean, yes, I get it.
This is the not eating pizza for a month and a half is the closest to a cuck I'll ever be, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunately up to Cuddles whether she wants to cheat on me or not, but
right.
What I'm saying is consciously this is the closest I'm going to get to being a cuck is not eating pizza, while I know there's other people out there eating delicious pizza right now as we speak.
Cucks, right?
All cucks. All right, J-Sabs, I gotta finish these other topics, so you bail whenever you feel the need to.
Okay, I won't say anything. It'll be unlike me.
I wonder if people will be able to pinpoint the exact moment that you sneak out the door. Karl Rove, he was doing a town hall type of event and he completely turns on Donald Trump. Actually, for the same exact reason as what Frank said on the last episode.
If they were smart, they'd take the January 6th and go hard at it. And they would say, he wants to pardon these people who attacked our Capitol. I worked in that building as a young man. To me, the Congress of the United States is one of the great examples of the strength of our democracy and a jewel of the Constitution. And what those people did when they violently attacked the Capitol in order to stop a constitutionally mandated meeting of the Congress to accept the results of the Electoral College is a stain on our history. And every one of those sons of who did that, we ought to find them, try them, and send them to jail. And one of the critical mistakes made in this campaign is that Donald Trump has now said, I'm going to pardon those people because they're hostages. No, they're not. They're thugs. There were people, some of them had automatic weapons at a hotel in Virginia hoping to be able to be called up. We had people saying, where's Nancy Pelosi? We had people who were, you know, taking desks and sitting at the desk of the Speaker of the House and attempting to, you know, find people in order to bring them to justice and saying to yelling at the police, kill them all. And so why Trump has done this is beyond me. If he had said, you know what? I trust our jury system. I trust law enforcement. Anybody who assaulted the Capitol ought to be, I mean, he said it once or twice, but now he's appearing in a video with people who assaulted police officers with an intent to take the Capitol by force. So, you know, look, I'm a Republican. I don't want to have a Democrat president. I want to have a Republican president. But we're facing as a country a decision, and you all, everybody gets to make it, as to what kind of leadership we're going to have. And to me, it is a mistake on the part of the Trump campaign to allow the president's impulses to identify himself with the people who assaulted the Capitol rather than people who stand for law and order. Yeah.
Big statement from Karl Rove. And I think he's right.
Who's Karl Rove?
I'm
going to Google that. See how much I care about politics.
Yeah. Well, Karl Rove, for people who don't know, is like a genius political strategist. Like he's been around in politics for a really, really long time, was really key in getting a lot of Republicans elected president. So he knows what he's talking about when it comes to winning an election. He was very
even though he's a Republican, he knows a lot about I forgot you're not Frank. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. No, but he was a real kind of political insider for a while, but where he really popped was during W's election, because he was the one that was kind of like, hey, wait a second. Florida's not really gone for Al Gore. And he ran the numbers, and he was the one who made the networks like pull that state back from Al Gore and put it back into a neutral spot. And then, of course, we all know what happened. There was lawsuits and all kinds of things and hanging chads and whatever. And W ended up winning in the end. But it was Karl Rove who was like, this isn't right. You know, so the guy is a political genius. Like, there's very few people who know what buttons to push and how to win elections and how to campaign and all that. Oh, really? Karl Rove is one of the, yeah, he's one of those. He's a numbers guy. He knows how to get these things done. And he's either consulted or been a part of the last bunch of Republican presidential election wins. And so for him to kind of stand up there and say that, I think is a pretty big deal. And I don't disagree with him, because I know it gets a pop. I know when Trump talks about January 6th, it gets a pop at his gatherings. And I know like all the crazies fucking love, they'll just eat up whatever he's saying. And this is the problem. This is a big problem with Trump. He's in a vacuum. He's in a bubble. He only cares about these rallies. He only makes judgment calls based on the feedback that the extreme crazies are giving him. And he forgets and loses sight of the fact that he's got to win middle of the road, independent people to win an election. And those people don't like that, because those people tend to be cop law loving fucking people. And it's a huge contradiction, like Karl Rove said, to stand there with a bunch of people that were hurting and harming law enforcement that day.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's a little strange. It's a little strange. J-Sabs, you who changed your profile picture for the slain cop the other day.
Now, why did you find that so weird?
Oh, I did not like it. Did not like it.
Why is that?
I don't know. I have a big, first of all, you know, I don't really care, right? I'm just joshing you a little, but I have a,
I don't know. Go ahead. Like, I'm just joshing you, but.
No, because I feel like this.
Oh, wait, it's for the pod.
If you're married, yeah, if we didn't have a podcast, I would have ignored this. I would have been like, eh, and then I would have moved on with life. But because we have an audience, we might as well talk about it. We have to explore some of those deep, dark feelings we have. If you're married to a cop, your dad's a cop, your brother, your sister are cops. Okay. But you're not married to a cop.
No, it's because I wish I was a cop.
Yeah, see, that's what Cuddles told me, and then I kind of felt bad about it.
I have a very, and I'm serious, like this is serious Jade Sapp talk right now. I have a very high level of respect for people who put their, and I'm serious, put their life on the line every single day.
Okay, now I do that as a podcaster. Why don't you like me that much? I could be killed at any moment by somebody who doesn't like something I say, which two weeks ago, there was a lot of those people.
And the thing is, like, yes, one of our friends is in law enforcement, but I also had family who either they were in it and retired or still is in it. And also a lot of other friends that are law enforcement as well. So
this all sounds made up to me.
He's not the only one, unfortunately. He might think he is, but he's not.
Like, I love our friend dearly, who's a police officer, and I'm so proud of him for what he's accomplished and where he is, because for him to reach the heights that he has as a cop is astounding given his limited intelligence.
Wow. He better not hate you this thing. He really hate you.
No, he knows I'm teasing. He's a very smart, listen, to be as successful as he is, you have to be a really smart person. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I am very proud of him, and I'm very proud of what he does. And every day I worry about him. I really do. I can't tell him that because it'll sound like I have feelings and I care about people, and I can't have that getting around.
Can't be a pussy kid.
And you'll call me a pussy, exactly.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. As much as I love him dearly, I never want anything to, like, I mean, I've been on this podcast talking about when people were saying cancel the cop. What were they saying? What was the defund the police? Stupid. Stupid. Are there bad cops? Of course. There's a lot of bad people in every profession. It's right. Worse. It's worse for cops because you want them to be the best people. But I believe 99.8% of cops are just extraordinary people, and you got a really shitty 0.2% that cast a bad shadow on everybody else. And that was a really weird time. I don't believe in defund the police. And I said that on this podcast, and I stand by it. I stand by cops. I give money to the PAL. I support every bit of charity that I can. I donated to this Queens guy. I hated that he lost his life, all that jazz. I would never put a back the blue fucking bumper sticker on my car. I would never put one of those flags.
Like, that's I feel like that was for that cop. See, you just don't. Now, let me tell you something. If there was back the fucking Dave Matthews sign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That'd be all over your car. Probably on your forehead.
Yeah. But that's my thing. The last time I think I changed my Facebook profile picture was the day that the saxophone player from the Dave Matthews Band died.
Okay. See, so then you can't talk.
You're right. It's kind of the same thing, I guess.
So, I mean,
but I don't get this love for wanting to be a cop. Like, did you really, really want to be a cop, or were you just a big fan of the whole thing?
No, I really did. But my mother said, no, if you become a cop, I'll die.
Your mother wouldn't let you?
No, it's something. I mean, I'm still interested in it. I love cop shows. I just like it. It's one of my guilty pleasures, I guess. Like, there's a new show on Netflix called Homicide NYC. Did you see this? Mm-mm. To me, it's so interesting. Husband can give a shit less. And I'm like, oh, look at this part of this. And he's like, uh-huh. So it's like, and like, I don't know, like to be like a private investigator or like detective. Like I could have been a detective. Come on. I fucking solve every case of our friends and everything else. I mean, come on. If that, like today, like, okay, I'll give you an instance. It's easy. It's stupid. But my neighbor, her son and her daughter's car was parked there since Easter. I went, something's wrong here. Just had a funny feeling. I saw it Monday, and then I saw it Tuesday, and I said, yeah, I'm going to have to message her. And sure enough, she broke her hip, and that's why her kids were there. So, I mean, Janine, can you notice things? Okay.
You should be a cop.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Though you so, do, yeah. Be honest. Did your mom not allow it? Or was it your shady salad stealing past that would have prevented it?
Well, one of the questions on the exam is, have you ever stolen anything? And I was like, how do I answer this? Because it wasn't like I ran out with the salad. I ate it there every single day.
It's
still, you know what? I was actually thinking about this the other day. And I said to my friend too, because honestly, they probably felt bad for us that we couldn't afford these fucking $18 salads. And they were like, meh. It's kids. Let them just eat the salad in the back. Like, you know what they say? Like that saying, let them eat cake. Whatever. Let them eat salads.
Here's another question. If you saw a crime being committed, like a man swiping a car, do you let him leave the scene of the crime?
Oh.
Kaylin makes a good point. Good point, Kaylin.
Mm.
For somebody who loves cops, you seem to love breaking the law a lot.
Well, just salads. That's it.
Just salads and hit and runs. And I'm sure we could think of a couple more if we stay here for a while.
Right.
All right. I didn't know. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and apologize to you because I didn't realize the extreme love for law enforcement that you have.
I do.
It seems like it's pretty intensely burning inside you.
It is.
Okay. All right. I take it back. And it was your Dave Matthews example that got me here.
There you go.
Last topic of the night, and Jay Sabs is still here. Who took Rebel Wilson's virginity? It's an actor.
You?
It happened at 30. Oh, I would have gladly have taken it, but it wasn't offered to me. 35 years old. She's obviously famous. He's an actor. He didn't even know she was a virgin. Care to take a guess?
Jeez. I mean, I really I don't know.
Yeah, there's no way you would have.
I have no idea who she ever dated.
Exactly. It's
except maybe Mickey Gooch. What a fucking name.
Mickey Gooch Jr. Which implies that there is another Mickey. There's two Gooches walking this planet.
Imagine that name. Ugh.
Gooch. Who'd you sleep with? That Gooch guy. Oh. For people who don't know, Gooch is a slang term for taint. And taint is a slang term for that space between your asshole and your genitalia.
Right.
The guy's name is Gooch. And she's like, I got to sleep with this dude.
Right. Right.
I don't know.
She's probably like, great. What's your name again? Actually, get out of me.
Get out of me. You know what's weird? I wonder how many people sleep with other people and don't know that they were a virgin at the time.
Good.
Do you think that happens good a lot point. Or never?
I don't have a penis, so I really don't know.
Well, that's okay. Let me break this news to you. You could be a virgin and be a man. So a woman could sleep with a man and not know that that was his first time, I guess. Or you think it would be so bad and end so quickly that the woman would obviously know, whereas a guy couldn't necessarily tell.
I don't know. I think the guy could tell. Okay, you want me to get graphic about how tight it is? Let's go. That's what you want me to say. Okay.
No, it's not. No.
Unless she stuck a whole lot of cucumbers up there.
Well, I mean, I guess that's possible.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a man, so I don't know what it feels like.
See, I think Kaylin's got it here. A woman would know if a man was a virgin, but a man might not know if a woman was a virgin. I think it's a lot more obvious if the dude is a virgin.
Why is that?
As I think you're talking about I think just in the amount of time before it's over. I think that's the dead
giveaway. You mean like two pumps and he's done?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you could be not a virgin and be two pumps and done. That's possible.
Don't I know that? I do want to say, if they're not circumcised, they are more likely to arrive sooner. That is a fact. More sensitive. Yeah, that is true. Google it.
I'm not going to Google it, but I'm going to take your word for it.
Okay.
I'm going to take your word for sure. But yeah, so again, two pumps doesn't necessarily mean virgin, but you can't cross it off the list.
Right. Okay, I get that part.
You know?
Yeah.
Whereas a girl, you know, I don't know if you can necessarily tell.
Okay.
You might be able to, but I feel like it's easier for them to hide it maybe than a dude you might not be able to hide.
You're giving them more. What's it called? Credit. Uh-huh. Yep. Damn, I'm tired. These bastards tied me out today.
I hear you. Mickey Gooch, will you do the fandango? You got anything else?
No.
You want to complain about your kids? It sounded like you were about to get into it there.
Oh, it wasn't kids. It was work.
Oh, well, you got kids at work, too. That's the problem.
Can I just share this funny story?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a girl in the school that I work with who she's in first grade. And every time I see her, she always compliments me. She's like, Mrs. S, oh my God, you look like a princess today. And I'm like, oh my God, I love you. Right. She's so cute. Oh, you look pretty, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Today she goes, hi, I haven't seen you. She goes, I have some bad news. And I was like, oh no, like was she going to tell me like her dog died or her grandmother, you know? She goes, oh, I had diarrhea yesterday all day. And it was the cutest thing, the way she said it. I laughed until I cried. I had to walk out of the classroom that I was laughing that hard.
That's so adorable. That is so adorable.
Yeah.
God, how could you not love kids?
That I was like, but she is the things that she says. And then she's like, she called me a different name. And I'm like, that's not my name. And she goes, oh, right, Mrs. S. She goes, wait, are you married to the principal? And I was like, what? She's like, because his name starts with S too. I said, no, I'm not. She goes, wait, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I think I'm married to him or not. So, fucking kids.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
My son told me today, he goes, we're talking about going to bed. So I'm like, you got to go to bed. You got to get rest. And so his sister, of course, like rats, man, is like, he stays up and reads books instead of going to sleep.
Ooh.
And I go, okay. Now, how could you get mad at that, first of all? It's not like he's staying up and playing video games. He's fucking reading a book. And I'm like,
whacking it, right?
I'm like, I don't know who's lying here. Because he's like, no, I don't. And she's like, yeah, he does. And I'm like, I don't know if he reads in the dark. So I'm like, oh, whatever. I'll be quiet. Go to sleep. So I'm getting ready for the podcast here. I'm in here. And he walks in like 2 minutes later. He walks in and he goes, okay, Dad, I use a flashlight that you don't know about.
What? He read himself.
He confesses the whole thing. And aww. I'm like, how do you get mad at a kid who's this fucking honest?
I know.
I couldn't yell at him. I was like, okay. I was like, all right. And he's reading, which I can't get him to do, by the way, at any other time in the day.
Is he reading pornographic material?
A lot of it, yeah.
I think so. Yeah, probably Playboy.
Not even like bad stuff, underground shit.
I mean, I don't really doubt him.
Yeah.
He is your son. Oh, I just closed the ramen menu.
Oh, you gotta go for the ramen. Come on now. All right, I'm uncomfortable because you've never made it to an end of a show. I don't know what to say to you at this point.
How about thank you?
Thank you, Jay Sabs.
You're welcome.
An amazing performance. For Jay Sabs, everybody. Let's get a round of applause for... Oh, she's left already. You wouldn't hear the applause anyway. Okay, never mind. Hop on over to our new Discord if you want to keep the conversation going. I put the video of the crazy 7.5 magnitude earthquake in Taiwan. There was a dude on a rooftop pool while it was happening. If you want to watch that video, I put it in our Discord chat. You could also see Raven's Cravens there, Robin's Nest, Bird's Words, all the different categories and chats we got going on. We'll keep the conversation going. I'm going to pop into the Discord in a little bit, give you a post-show thought. So again, for that and the video and more, join our Discord, link in the description below. That's it. That's all I got. You are all wonderful. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll catch you on Friday for another episode.
Show me potato salad.
Maybe we should go now.
Go ahead.